Position breakdowns continue on the Best in Class podcast. The NFL draft is 5 weeks away. Cornerbacks. The Bucks are looking at least one of those. Sean breaks them down here like only he can, with a little combine audio as well. And everything is presented by Bill Curry Ford. Now, if you didn't catch the earlier breakdowns, they're right out there for you. Easy to find at Apple Podcasts. Best in Class edge rusher breakdowns, linebackers. Check them out if you haven't already. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Best in Class with Sean Sullivan, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. We are doing the cornerback breakdown, obviously very important breakdown for Bucks fans, because I do believe that cornerback is going to be one of our first three picks of the draft. So very excited about it. This is a first for Best in Class. We are going to have some audio played from some interviews that I had with some cornerbacks at the Combine. I'm going to do my very best to make sure this comes through during the pod. Next year, I will be bringing a professional device so that I can record and play that for the podcast instead of having to relay the information. But please bear with me. I got some really great information that I want to share with you. Very excited about it. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, Bill Curry Ford, a third-generation Ford family. We are just finishing March, March Madness, very exciting time. We have up to $20,000 off remaining 24s in stock. Please visit BillCurryFord.com to see all of our amazing specials. And don't forget that you can perform recalls and regular service from your home with our new mobility service, which is absolutely free to our customers. You can call us or visit us on the website to set your appointment, as well as pick up and delivery. Let's say your homeowners association doesn't allow our mobility vans to come into your communities. That's okay. We'll come and pick up your vehicle, take it to Bill Curry Ford, perform the services, and then take it right back to your home free of charge. While this is going on, please take advantage of it, as we have one of the largest service departments in the United States. And I'm looking forward to all of our amazing future endeavors with the new Ford Pro Elite, which is opening later this year. Okay, so let's jump right into what I believe is the best player in the draft, and that's Travis Hunter. And I did talk to Brian Baldinger when I was at the Combine, and when we were talking about pass rushers, he did bring up Travis Hunter, not as a pass rusher, guys. He brought him up just because he was so amazed at him as a player, and how he graded out, and the fact that he can play both sides of the ball. We might be looking at an athlete that is completely unique. When we think of athletes, we think of Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. I mean, obviously, you know, I have my own guys too, but those are the big ones, right, that are just unbelievable athletes that we think about in a different level because they played baseball. They also played football. So this is a guy that's completely unique in the fact that he's trying to play both sides of the position but be a starter on both sides. And we're going to go through some of his stuff. I mean, he is 6 foot, 188 pounds. He ran, you know, he did not run at the combine, but you know, obviously he's been timed in the 4.3s, 4.4s. He had 4 interceptions. He had 11 pass defense, 35 tackles, and 24 solo tackles. So I'm bringing him up because he is the number one cornerback in the draft. Spoiler alert, he's going to be my number one receiver as well. I mean, receiver-wise, I think that he is the next Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase style receiver. I think that he's one of the most gifted hands I think that I've ever seen. He does not drop the football. He gets open with ease. But this is a defensive breakdown, so let's go through it. He really improved his play from 2023 to 2024 because I think that he doesn't want just to play one position in the NFL, and I think he made that clear at his combine. I'm so sorry. I did interview him at the combine, but it's so loud. Because I didn't have the proper microphone, that I can't take out the actual noise from around me. When I say there was people there, I mean, it's like he has an amazing amount of people, like the NFL Network, CBS Sports was there, Chris Sims, Brian Baldinger, all the players all want to talk to him at the same time. So it was so loud that I just don't feel like it'll work. But one of the things he did talk about was whatever team drafts him, and right now, it looks like it might be the Patriots drafting him or the Cleveland Browns. He wants to play both sides of the football. He has an amazing range, very similar to my favorite defensive player of all time, which is Deion. Deion Sanders made the most amazing playmaking from the defensive side of the ball because he could make up ground. There was really no part of the field that wasn't belonging to Deion, and he basically shut down the left or the right side of the play every single play. Travis Hunter is not, in my opinion, at the level of Deion Sanders as a corner, but he does have very similar traits. He's unbelievable at route recognition because he plays wide receiver. Let's not take that out of consideration, the fact that he's going to know the offensive routes and extremely well. And that's also going to help. I don't know how well a normal defensive back understands route recognition unless you play the position. He's absolutely smothers corners. He has elite ball skills. He does not drop the ball. If he gets near a ball, it's intercepted. He makes spectacular interceptions and knockdowns and pass defense. If you combine his elite ball skills and his instincts, the fact that he plays both sides with his speed, I mean, this guy is a generational player. I can't say enough about Travis Hunter. Now, what I don't like about Travis Hunter, and by the way, he is a body guy. Like, he does the cold, he does the heat, he does the proper diet, he gets the proper amount of rest. I mean, this guy is all about keeping his body healthy, but that's the problem. At 188 pounds, I think he's thinner than that. I mean, I know that's what they say his weight is. When you see him in person, he's not the biggest guy. In the NFL, he's going to have to be extremely physical. He's going to get hit a lot on the offensive side of the football, and he's going to have to deliver hits on the defensive side of the football. And I just don't know with his body size. And I know everyone's going to say he's been doing it his whole career. He did get hurt at Colorado. Now, it was the play last year where he got hurt was a personal foul outside bounds. I mean, that the player that did it should have been from Colorado State should have been thrown out of football because it was that egregious. He was clearly trying to hurt Travis Hunter, and he did hurt him. But what I'm saying is I think that some of that could happen in the NFL where you're going to have some of these guys going after Travis and trying to physically intimidate him and try to put some hits on him. But I tell you what, the last six games of Colorado's season, I watched every snap. It's amazing to see a player of this level. But Travis Hunter, he's the best cornerback. He's on the freak list. This is what the freak list had to say about him. For the past 2 years at Colorado, he's been playing twice as many snaps as any player in college football, making game-changing plays. Analytics gauged Hunter's max speed on a touchdown-saving chase down against TCU at 21.2 miles per hour. Then on Hunter's 81st snap of the game in 100-degree weather in Texas, he had a closing speed of 6.9 yards per second on his diving red zone interception midway through the third quarter. That 7 yards was the second fastest time on record for nearly 8,400 defensive backs in history. So on his 81st snap in 100-degree weather, he was running as fast or faster than the previous 8,400 defensive backs that have been recorded. That's pretty incredible. Brian Baldinger did say again that Travis Hunter was the best player in the draft. We'll see what Tennessee does. I mean, I can't wait for our mockable draft where we break it down on Joe Buck's Fan with Ira Kaufman's podcast. I'm excited about it, but I mean, I do think the quarterbacks are going to go first, but he is a freak. Travis Hunter's number one freak for me. Now, coming into the second player, that's going to be Will Johnson out of Michigan, okay? 6'2", 294 pounds, ran a 4.39 40, had two interceptions, three pass defense, 14 tackles, 12 solo tackles. Now, this is your prototypical shutdown corner, good size. His NFL comparison is J.C. Horn, who just signed the largest contract in football history for a corner. Teams love his big, fluid cornerbacks right now. I mean, obviously, that's a Todd Bowles thing, right? He likes these 6'2 players. He's instinctive, plays with good body control and change of direction in space. He can play man, but he's also best with playing his eyes forward instead of chasing routes downfield. So he has terrific pre-snap recognition. He can play zone. He can play man. So this is a guy that can play both right now, which is pretty interesting to me. He has incredible closing speed under 4.4. And he has coveted traits in areas of concern that fail to stand out as impediments, basically saying that he's going to basically be a starter in the NFL for a lot of years, Will Johnson out of Michigan. This is a guy, again, whose average draft position is 11th. So he didn't make the top 10. And for those of you who are just listening to Best in Class, what I do is average draft positions based upon a website that's called Draftable. Basically, what they do is they take thousands and thousands and thousands of mock drafts, put it in AI, and it basically breaks down the average position that people think that the player will fall into. And again, this is based on science, but it's not based on exact science. It's more of an opinion. Draft is an opinion. But if you take thousands upon thousands upon thousands of drafts, he falls in that around 11th is his average position. Just for you, I'm going to be going over that on all of my podcasts. Just want you to make sure where I get the information from. He is number 15 on the Freaks list. This is what the Freak list had to say about him. He's the defensive MVP of the 23 national championship game. The 6'2", 202-pounder is a complete package. The coaches gushed about his intelligence. Not only does he have good size, he had the fastest time on the speed at Michigan. Did the three cone in 6.57 seconds, which would top the best time during the past 2 years at corners at the combines. Now, if you think about all of his records that he broke at the combine or tied at the combine, and of course his broad jump was 10.8, 1.5. So if you think about Will Johnson, he kind of fits in to exactly what we drafted prior. When you think about Zion McCollum, the comparison is pretty amazing. Zion McCollum, who obviously is a starter on one side of our defense, his combine results, he ran a 4.33 40, 1.52 10-yard split. He had a 40-inch vertical jump, 11-foot broad jump, and a 6.48 three-cone drill, which, by the way, was an NFL record. Next-gen stats say it was the greatest combine performance in history by McCollum. Will Johnson's a very similar person athletically, and the fact that he spent most of his time in the zone, just like McCollum, this Will Johnson makes a lot of sense. Now, his average draft position is 11th, but he's coming off of an injury. He did miss a lot of time. But here's the thing about this guy. If he does fall to 19, he's an instant day one starter for the Buccaneers at corner. And that's Will Johnson, Michigan cornerback. Number three is Jahdae Barron out of Texas. 5'11", 194 pounds, ran a 4.39 40, had five interceptions, ball hawk, right? 11 pass defensed. 67 tackles, 46 solo tackles. He has above average size and strength. He's a big corner, able to forcefully redirect routes, has plus awareness and instincts to make timely response from zone. Ran receivers routes for them like they knew the plays in 2024. He's absolutely a physical player. He swarms to the catch, takes great angles, physically strikes his receivers. He's under control and slides his feet to tackle an open field. His average draft position is number 16, which is amazing to me when you think about it. This is a guy that could fall to the Bucs if they go with a first-round quarter, and that's Jahdae Barron. Again, fits exactly what we're trying to do in a ball hawk. And now I'm going to try to play part of his interview where he talks about God being an influence in his life. And don't forget the correlation between that and the fact that Todd Bowles is a very strong Christian man who likes these physical corners. And I think that Jahdae Barron is going to show like the character that Jason Light and Todd Bowles is looking for. This guy is a leader, strong character guy, and thanks God for everything that he does.
And so I just never shy away from that. And God, ultimately, he's my leader. He's my father. So anytime I'm down or even when I'm up, I'm always praying and just high hopes to him.
He did an unbelievable job of handling the media, an unbelievable job of a very polished speaker. He talked about the defenses that he wanted to play in the NFL, and he talked about the offenses that he faced in college football. This guy is just the total package, in my opinion. I really liked him a lot. So that this draft has a lot to offer at the top with Will Johnson and Travis Hunter and Jahdae Barron. Which is really incredible. And now, number four is going to be Siobhan Revel Jr., right? Out of East Carolina. 6'2", great height, 194, is his senior, had a 4.4 40, had two interceptions, two pass defense, eight tackles, and solo tackles. Obviously, he was injured. He had an ACL injury. The really interesting thing is the Bucs had a formal interview with him, basically sat down with him at the combine, then had another, and have had several interviews with him, but the formal interview came at the combine. The interesting thing is this guy last year was considered a top 15 pick in the entire draft before his injury. So we're going to see how far the injury moves him down, and we're going to go over his average draft position and where it is after an ACL injury. But he has an enticing blend of length and top speed. If you think about it, 6'2", 4'4", right? He has long arms to reroute wideouts in press, which is something that Todd Bowles loves. He loves these long arms in his defensive backs. He digests a combination of routes and comes out cleanly, plays with ideal eye balance, makes plays from zone. Obviously, a zone corner. The Bucs interviewed him. He uses long strides and plus acceleration to close the distance. shrinks downfield landing areas with the ability to stretch and extend, willing to step up and stick and knows as a tackler. He's known as a physical tackler. His average draft position after his injury is 37th. That's second round, right? So the Bucs pick 53rd in the second round. So this is a guy that could fall to the Bucs if they're waiting. If they end up going with somebody like Campbell, which now I'm looking at it, I don't believe that Campbell's going to be there at 19. So let's just say whoever the Bucs draft in that first round, if it's not a corner, which the Bucs don't have a history of drafting corners in the first round, that somebody like Siobhan could drop to them. But it's all going to depend on what the doctors say about his injury. But this is a physical, feisty corner with great size, plays in the zone. When you watch tape on him, you have to go back when you watch tape on him. But again, strong tackler, plays the run, plays zone extremely well, has a knack for finding the football. He forces fumbles. So I thought that was really interesting. But again, an interesting guy. He should have been a top 10 talent. I mean, he was a starting, no joke. They said he was a can't miss starting corner last year. This injury, unfortunately, has derailed him a little bit, but we'll see what the doctors say about him. Number five, Benjamin Morrison out of Notre Dame. This is a guy, it's 6 foot, 193 pounds. We're thinking he runs a 4.4, 4.39 is what he was recorded at prior to his injury. Obviously, he's coming off a very extensive injury. Really, last year, there really wasn't much to talk about statistically for him, but he's a top corner prior to his injury. Just like we were talking about Siobhan, this is going to be very similar with Benjamin Morrison. He is very patient in reading routes from off-man coverage. So he likes to cover two, cover three, squeezes deep routes with proper positioning and head turn. This guy is a soft zone guy who can make up speed and close really quickly to break up the pass. He has outstanding ball production. Listen to this. Ball hawk, 9 interceptions in only 31 games. 9 interceptions in only 31 games in college football. That is amazing. Natural feet for attacking angles and catch points. Challenges at the high point with soft, sticky hands. But he plays zone and he plays man. Bucs did a formal interview with him, which is really interesting. Because of his injury, his average draft position is 43, which again is a second-round corner. But here's another guy that if the Bucs are looking for a guy in the second round, they can play in Todd Bowles' defense. And again, Benjamin Morrison might need a little bit more time to come back from his injury. He might not be ready at the start of training camp. But here's a guy that you could probably get a first-round talent in the second round, very similar to Siobhan, depending on how his ACL injury is. But again, if you look at these top corners, these are some really good corners. Between obviously, Travis Hunter is what he is, but Will Johnson's a starting corner, and Jahdae Barron's a starting corner. Siobhan's coming off of injury. Benjamin Morrison's coming off of injury. But both of those guys could be starters in the NFL. My next guy is Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. This is a guy that's been linked to the Bucs by several non-Tampa pundits. Basically, when I say that, it means all these reporters around the country that don't really follow Bucs football, but when they do, they know that we need a corner, and they think this guy fits our defense the best. He did interview with the Bucs, which also puts him on the radar. At 5'11", 183, not the biggest guy, but he ran a 4.28 40. That's pretty incredible, obviously. Anytime you run a sub-4.3, you're one of the fastest players in the world. He had an interception, 4 pass defense, 19 tackles, and 15 solo tackles last year. He's slender, which we just talked about, has long arms, though, and he has impressive ball production. He's capable of playing all forms of zone. So here's the guy that, again, at 4.28 speed, is used to recognizing offensive routes, used to playing soft man coverage and zone. He played cover three. He anticipates well with his eyes forward, and of course he has the burst to take the ball away. He posts 6 interceptions, 3 returned for touchdowns over his last 20 games. That's 3 pick sixes in his last 20 games. He stays connected in man if he does play man. He needs to do a little bit better job. He can get beat over top, and he will struggle against bigger wideouts, obviously, because of his size. And run support will turn some teams off, right? So we know that about Todd Bowles, is he likes his corners to come up and play the run. So far, the corners that we've reviewed can all play the run. This is a guy that's more of a ball hawk, more of a just a defensive back that's actually a true defensive back that isn't going to play the run very well. So his average draft position is 39, which is, again, second round, and he interviewed with the Bucs, which is really interesting. Next guy is Isaiah Thomas out of Florida State. 6'2", weighs 197 pounds. He ran a 4.5 40, had 1 interception, 4 pass defense, 53 tackles, and 36 solo tackles. He's a press man corner with average speed, again, but he has a great length. He does a really great job of smothering off the line. So basically, he's a press corner, very similar to to Davis. But he lacks route recognition and a lateral twitch to stay tight in breaks from off man. So he's not a super good zone guy who trusts his instincts in zone. But again, that can be coached. He's more likely to spoil a catch than make a play in the football. He's not a guy that gets a lot of interceptions or forces a lot of fumbles. And he's below average in run support. His average draft position is 41, which is, again, second round. Basically, this is a guy that's projected to be a starter in the NFL, but not right away. So moving on to the next one, we're going to a guy that I think should be higher on my list. And I did everything I could to put him up there, but there's just so many good corners. But as far as the Bucs fit, obviously there's two guys in the first round that I really like a lot. In the second round, though, I'm intrigued with Darian Porter. He's 6'3", 195 pounds. He ran a 4.3 40. He played 1 year at corner. He had 3 interceptions, 2 pass defense, 18 tackles, 12 solo tackles. He just interviewed so well. I interviewed him at the combine. We're going to play that audio. Hopefully that Steve can do something with the audio. There's something about him that's truly unique. I did have a conversation with a Bucs brass player. I'm going to say at a very high level. And I asked him about Darian Porter when we were at the combine, and he had no comment. And he commented about a lot of other players. So I think there might be some interest here. I think this might be Todd Bowles' favorite corner. I really do think that because of his size and his speed. And get this, he's the best corner right in this draft at diagnosing zone play. He also, during his interview, said that his best attribute was his ability to read the offense and diagnose what's about to happen and process it quickly so that he can be in the right position. I mean, he's a smooth athlete. He changes direction so well. The reason why he only played 1 year at corner, he was a safety. He played safety as well. So he has versatility in the defensive backfield, which, again, I think Todd Bowles would really like. He's a very mature player. I think he's one of the older players coming into the cornerback ranking as far as his age is concerned. He was a senior, played 5 years. He's a very mature guy. But again, 6'3", 200 pounds, ran a 4.3 40, has terrific burst. By the way, he blocked 4 punts in special teams. So not only was he the starting corner, but he also started and was a star on special teams. You're getting two guys where he just has a knack for blocking punts and getting turnovers. Average draft position is 53. Guess who the Bucs pick? 53. This is a guy, sometimes you just fall in love with players, especially after the interview. I thought he was just so amazing, how he was handling himself. I was just so impressed. But here we go with my interview with Darian Porter.
Tom, it's like all your investment in the team, because in special teams, you know, you're not going to get your name in the paper playing special teams, but obviously see the impact they have on the game. So in my opinion, it's all about your investment to the team. I believe so. I'm not 100% sure.
Do you have any first
impression
of him at all?
No, sir.
Darian, have you had a chance to meet and speak with the Cowboys?
No.
You were a great special team, obviously, but you really saw the Bucs and the takeaways. If you do get a chance to play with the Cowboys, who would it mean to be able to learn other ball moves like the wrong plays, the wrong things? Do they have Mike Morse on
that? Yeah, they got a great defense down in Dallas, and I think could learn a lot from, especially their secondary. Learn a lot from those guys, and would love to be learning under them.
Darian, I think you're a perfect fit for Todd Bowles in Tampa. We're looking for a starting corner, obviously, going into the offseason. Have you had any talks with the Buccaneers at all?
I don't believe so, no. Not here, I'm sure.
We're playing possum. That's what we're doing.
So that was my question to Darian, was if he had had a formal interview. And again, the Bucs have not interviewed him or called him yet, which I find interesting considering the fact that he is a perfect scheme fit for Todd Bowles. And it's possible that he could fall into our second round pick. I don't know a corner that they would like more on paper and on an interview process than Darian Porter. I think he's special. I think and I love his size again. At 6'3", 200 pounds, and ran a 4.3 40. But 1 year as a starter and cornerback, I think might make some teams let him fall down a little bit. But here's a very mature guy, and I really liked what he brings as a football player. Moving on, Kobe Bryant. So we're going to get into right now some of the interviews the Bucs did formally. I'm going to go over some of those. So these gentlemen are going to be lower picks, possibly. Some of them are still going to be fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, depending. But I just want you as a football fan to know who the Bucs interviewed. And Kobe Bryant is a 6 foot, 180 pound defensive back who ran a 4.5 40. He played at Kansas. Now, this is a ball hawk. This is a guy that had 13 career interceptions and 22 pass breakups. He has a knack for finding the football. So last year he had 4 interceptions, 7 pass defense, 37 tackles, 26 solo tackles. Elite ball production, again, with 13 interceptions, has natural instincts for finding the football. He's nasty. He plays with a nasty demeanor. He has a swag. He doesn't back down. During his interview, he talked about the fact that he's a dog and he brings the dog mentality to any team he's going to play for, that you will not physically intimidate him at his size. And this reminded me so much of last year's draft pick, Bucky Irving, who's a smaller guy, one of the smallest running backs in the NFL, but he plays with just this reckless abandonment of, I'm going to be more physical than you guys, even at my size. And he did it last year, and he proved it. Here's another guy that doesn't have the Todd Bowles prototypical size, doesn't have like the Seattle Seahawks prototypical size. Like if you're going like, it's very similar defenses, but what he brings is just this anger. It came out during his interview. He specializes in zone coverage, which again is what Todd Bowles plays right now. And we got rid of Davis, who is basically a press man corner. And then Jamal Dean, who we drafted as a press man corner, and we have him playing zone. He's just playing out of position, but that is what it is. But he often baits the quarterbacks to throw the ball so he can disrupt it, which is really interesting. His average draft position is 131 or fourth round. There's no way that Kobe Bryant makes it to the fourth round. Worst case scenario, he's third round. Best case, he's second round. But here's a guy that, you know, knows how to get the ball, and it's gonna. And I think that that swag that he has is going to do him extremely well in the NFL. Here is his recording talking about being a dog and how he is going to bring physicality to the team that he's drafted by. So here's a guy that considers himself the word ball hawk, which is exactly what Todd Bowles described that he wants in his defensive back, is a ball hawk. So that's a very interesting thing. There's a guy to look out for is Kobe Bryant in the later rounds. And when I say later, not first or second round, possibly third or fourth round. The next guy is Tommy Hill out of Nebraska, 6 foot, 213 pounds, a little on the bigger side, almost like a safety size, running the 4.55. One interception, one pass defense, 21 tackles, and 10 solo tackles. He's a very big guy. He suffered through an injury in 2024, but he still has good top-end speed. It was a foot injury, by the way, which is always worrisome and how it's going to affect him long-term. He has great short area bursts, but he can play man effectively. He plays with excellent route awareness, and he has the ball skills to really get in there and knock a pass down. If you look at his 2023 tape, it's really what you need to look at, just not last year because he had that foot injury. But, you know, very reliable run support. He projects in the NFL as a zone corner. This is a guy, a depth guy. So this is not you're not going to draft Hill as a starter in the NFL. You're drafting him for the fact that he can play special teams, that he's a good tackler, he can play zone, and he has the potential to be, you know, maybe a slot corner, you know, or backup and play some snaps. His average draft position is 133 with this in the fourth round. Now, Jalen Smith out of USC is 5'10", 187 pounds, ran a 4.54, had 2 interceptions, 2 pass defense, had 58 tackles, 39 solo tackles. Here's a guy that has a nose for finding the football, but lacks great size, which is a tough deal. He was a three-year starter, and his ball production leaves teams lukewarm on his NFL prospects because out of that, he only had two interceptions, but he played 3 years. He plays with a narrow back pedal, glitchy transition, and sluggish closing burst from off-man. He's much more clean gear from press-man. He might not have the play strength, length, or top-end speed to be reliable on the outside. In 2024, tape was better, and he does offer some inside-outside flexibility, but we might be fighting for a roster spot. His average draft position is in the twos, which is sixth or seventh round. So this is a guy the Bucks brought in for a formal interview, talked to him, I'm assuming because they're looking for depth at corner. So if you look at Jalen Smith and then you look at Tommy Hill, you look at both of those guys and you're going, okay, those are depth pieces. Those are guys that could fill positions that might actually go undrafted. They might be looking for guys that, you know, that they can sign after the draft and kind of rate them and see what kind of people they are. Kobe Bryant is not that guy. Kobe Bryant is going to be a starter in the NFL. All right, that concludes my cornerback breakdown for the 2025 NFL draft. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I did my very best with the audio recordings, but I promise you next year I'll do much better from the combine. Please follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa and all the social media for Bill Curry Ford. See all of our amazing specials, and don't forget to schedule your service now. And if you need to email me at bestinclass@billcurryford.com. With any questions or comments, please leave me reviews on Apple. I still have a 5.0 rating, which I'm very excited about, with over 30 reviews, which is very hard to get. So thank you guys for going on there and leaving reviews for me and posting how much you love the podcast. It really means a lot. And I'll see you guys next time for the next breakdown.